You're listening to the Cinemaniacs for September 27, 2008. It's Saturday night. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fuck, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures say what you're... Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the Cinemaniacs, your weekly podcast that talks about movie news, reviews, and whatever else we choose. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Howdy.
And this week on the Cinemaniacs, we're going to be really and actually talking about Street Kings, which we didn't talk about last week, even though we said we were going to.
I know. Yeah, we got off on a bit of a tangent there, didn't we?
Yeah, we...
I mean...
But we are going to cover it this week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's worth covering.
And new out in theaters, that movie Eagle Eye
is
out. Caught that. And Red Belt.
Yeah.
New David Mamet film came out on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
The biggest piece of news this week is Paul Newman passing away, and we want to do a real tribute to the man, the legend, and didn't have time for this podcast.
And we also, we'll get a couple other people. We should get Lisa in on this, and, you know, get, because, you know.
Really paying the respect he deserves.
Absolutely. Yeah, we should do a real show about that.
So
about him, yeah.
Really, we have nothing more to say because we're more than a bit moved by that.
Yeah, I agree.
We will do him right in a future episode.
Yes, we will.
But first on the show, now we talk about Street Kings. Street Kings came out over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by David Ayer, who did that movie Harsh Times with Christian Bale.
And Freddie Rodriguez.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's also written movies SWAT, Dark Blue, Training Day.
Yeah.
You know. Even The Fast and the Furious he did the screenplay for.
Okay, I forgive him. He did all that other good stuff, so it's all good. All right. I mean, Training Day there, that's enough, man. You tell me, the guy that wrote Training Day, I'm there.
Right. And it was also written by James Ellroy, who wrote the novel for L.A. Confidential, the novel for Black Dahlia, but he came up with the story for Street Kings.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, so this movie has a really decent pedigree to it.
Right. Well, even the Kurt Wimmer, who wrote Ultraviolet, The Recruit, and Equilibrium. You remember that?
Another
Christian Bale movie?
I do remember Equilibrium.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, and I just saw it within the last year or so. So it was like post-Matrix I saw it and still loved it.
I didn't love it, but it was a strange movie to me. It was a different kind of movie. Had some really interesting choreography, fight choreography and whatnot.
Exactly, sure.
It was a way to spend a couple hours.
A good way. I enjoyed it.
That's cool.
But here we have Street Kings, which stars Keanu Reeves and Forest Whitaker.
Right on.
Cedric the Entertainer is in here also.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Moore. I haven't seen Jay Moore in quite some time.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm glad that he's out and working. He was doing that comedy show, I guess, on television, which I watch so much of.
Yeah, I know. You love the television. Big television freak. Yeah, it's really. I mean, the smaller bit. Well, he was still kind of funny in it.
Jay Moore.
Yeah. But
well, here we have Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
He's a detective for LAPD, and Forest Whitaker is his captain.
Mm-hmm.
And as a detective, he's down to dirty, getting things done, whatever needs to be done.
He like borders on dirt, being a dirty cop.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not necessarily dirty, but rough, to more extreme than most cops. Maybe stepping on a few Miranda rights here and there. That's where I mean he might be kind of considered dirty.
Sure, definitely. And his ex-partner, played by Terry Crews, is supposed to be snitching on everybody
in
their crew. Now that he's no longer with the crew, he's talking to Internal Affairs.
Yeah.
So everybody's really nervous around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, they've done some things that were kind of underhanded to make sure the job gets done.
Exactly. Or even mete out a little street justice, as it were.
Right.
Right.
And so that's what Keanu Reeves is trying to...
Well, no, Keanu Reeves is kind of pissed off about this whole snitching thing. So he's following him around. He's going to bust him up a little bit. And then...
punch him in the face, knock him
out. He's going to smack him around, you know. And all of a sudden, something very drastic happens where he's about to do this. And next thing you know, he's smack dab in the middle of a murder investigation.
Exactly.
You know, so... And it basically the story, you know, the investigation gets bigger and bigger and climbs higher and higher up the food chain, and you know, next thing you know, he doesn't know who to trust or, you know, what really is going on but he slowly uncovers it.
Right. So it's a detective mystery there as he tries to unravel the different webs that are entangling this whole story.
Right.
That's actually pretty good.
Oh, I liked it a lot. You know, you always, it's not often I see Keanu Reeves as somebody that kind of gritty and, you know, he's usually more sleek. Everybody thinks of Neo in The Matrix and everything like that, but he's, you know, he's a fairly gritty guy in this.
I agree.
You know? Yeah.
It was definitely a dirty guy and gritty, used your word. And Forrest Whitaker, he was more of a prominent position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's played dirty roles before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is more like, you know, the suit or whatever, but yeah, his roles were really good. And he doesn't disappoint yet again. That dude, I mean, has that dude ever been bad in a movie? He may have been in a bad movie or two, but he's never been bad in a movie.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, last time we saw him, I think, was Last King of Scotland, where he got an Academy Award for
it. Yeah. Oh, actually, I've seen him even more recently in that Vantage Point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And Vantage Point was very good.
Vantage Point was great, and he was really good at it.
We did that on an earlier episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, liked him a lot. So, and yeah, I liked the story. The story kept me interested. We kept trying to figure it out. Oh, okay, he's the one. No, he's the one. You know,
yeah, which is fun when you can't figure it out.
It's neat when it actually throws you off the scent here and there, which is really cool. And then when you do figure it out and everything comes together, it's, you know, it comes to a pretty gratifying end.
Exactly. Yeah, it did.
Oh, so, yeah.
Street Kings, I give it 4 stars.
Yeah, solid 4 stars.
Okay, next up, we have Eagle Eye, which just came out this week. It's directed by DJ Caruso, who also directed Disturbia and Taking Lives, which I know is one of your favorite movies.
I like Disturbia. I despise Taking Lives.
I don't know why. I enjoyed that. Angelina Jolie.
It is just so... I hated that movie. It was so stupid. Especially the ending.
Maybe so the ending. Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
How about Two for the Money? With I think it was Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey or somebody like that?
Oh, no, I never saw that. Never got around to it. Yeah, they're sports bookers or bookies or whatever. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I mean, the trailer I saw didn't do anything for me, so I didn't bother with it. But Disturbia I liked a lot.
I did too. Same director, mm-hmm. and also starring Shia LaBeouf, just mm-hmm. like this movie is. This movie was written by John Glenn, not
the astronaut.
Not the astronaut.
Did he pen that on his last shuttle mission? You know what we need? We need a teenage version of The Rear Window.
Well, no, John Glenn, John Glenn, didn't write Disturbia. He wrote Eagle Eye.
Oh, okay.
And coming up, he has the remake of The Warriors. They've announced they're doing that. I don't know if that's ever come out. But also Clash of the Titans.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. So, and co-written by Travis Wright, who he's writing The Warriors with as well.
Okay, all right.
But, of course, this is starring Shia LaBeouf, Michelle Monaghan, who we know and love very much,
mm-hmm.
and Rosario Dawson.
Who I know and love very much. Okay, all right, so I love her very much, whatever.
Men in Black 2.
Clerks 2.
We talked about her. Michael Chiklis is in this, who's mm-hmm. in Fantastic Four, but most notably for being in The Shield.
Exactly.
All right. Billy Bob Thornton. So, quite a few movie roles.
Okay, you and Lisa went and saw this. I have not yet seen it, so tell me all about it.
That when you watch the trailer and you see that Shia LaBeouf seems like he's framed.
He walks
into his apartment, is all this fertilizer and all kinds of bombs, explosive guns,
and stuff. Yeah,
and phone rings, and they tell him You, the FBI is going to be there in 30 seconds. You need to get out.
Right.
And he's like, this isn't my stuff. I don't have to go in. Da-da-da-da. FBI breaks in and arrests him.
Sure.
Because of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's at the FBI headquarters, and they call him again.
Right.
And tell him, you know, we told you to run. You didn't run. We're giving you another chance. 30 seconds. We're going to break you out of there. You need to duck. And sure enough, he ducks, and a crane comes through the window right. and allows him. Apparently, he's been drafted or hijacked into working for this agency. This organization.
Right.
And now that was enough from the trailers. You see, like, this is pretty good stuff.
It looks interesting, yeah.
Later trailers reveal that Michelle Monaghan is another character who also gets drafted into this agency. Okay. And they really do pull them in. I mean, the trailer doesn't show all the ways that they get them into it, right. but enough that
it piques
your interest.
I saw that second trailer, and that was pretty interesting, where he's just he's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And then everybody in the train's phones start ringing.
Yeah.
And the voice says, this so-and-so, this suspected terrorist is standing in right next to you in the train or whatever. It's like, holy shit.
It's pretty powerful stuff going on.
That was, I mean, I didn't want to, it's like, wow. I was like, okay, this looks really cool.
I can't reveal too much about it, but this organization is pretty powerful, to where there's a great car chase scene where they're controlling the streetlights and things. I mean,
there's a little bit of that in that trailer, yeah, too.
Calling people on the cell phones that, you know, how do you know this guy is standing next to me? Watching cameras.
Sure.
And you know, in England, they have even more video cameras than here in the United States, where the streets are being videotaped, not just traffic lights or something.
No, exactly.
Here in Vegas, you know, we go to the casinos and you're the eye in the
sky.
Everywhere you go is videotaped, and is no different in this movie here. They're in New York a lot of the time, Washington, D.C., and, of course, there's cameras all over the place, so monitoring their things. Action-packed. I mean, you're going through and going, and you're waiting for a breath because it just keeps going. This is great. Now, that being said, it's over-the-top stuff. You know, not as bad as Transporter, because I know that that's one of the things that you don't like about it.
Yeah.
But because of all the things, you know, you have to suspend reality just for a second.
Well, sure.
Because it is a lot of science fiction things going on with the controlling of the cameras and the cell phones and things.
Yeah.
But Billy Bob Thornton, he's the main FBI agent on the case. And even Rosario Dawson, she works for, like, the NSA.
Okay.
Or CIA, one of these top organizations, investigating what's going on and what role does he play. Shia LaBeouf had a brother, a twin brother, that worked for the military, but he was like a low-level guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies early in the movie. I mean, that's like the opening scene. He's going home to his funeral of his brother.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things going on. But the main thing is it's just action after action, and you're just eating the popcorn, enjoying every minute of it.
Well, that's what you go for, man.
That's what you go for.
Totally.
I love this movie. 5 stars.
Awesome.
This is one of the best films of the year.
Cool.
It's just, if you want to go to the movies, have fun, enjoy yourself, this is the movie to see.
All right. So how is Shia? Is he, you know, is he?
He's grown up. He's got a little bit of facial hair now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he plays a young man anyways.
Yeah.
I think he plays 21-year-old, okay. So, you know, his characters are getting older in these movies, but he's growing
Does he seem to be pushing into more of a leading man type thing, you know? Yeah, Transformers, he was like the main character, but not necessarily a leading man, you know? It's more of a fantasy role.
He's getting there. This is, what, his fourth picture now with Steven Spielberg?
Something like
you know,
that,
Steven Spielberg produced this movie.
Right.
And a DreamWorks film. So Spielberg definitely likes this kid a lot, and we're going to see more of him in the future.
Sure.
And so he could get to that role. I don't know if he'll be like Leonardo DiCaprio, how he grew up.
Right.
I mean, that's a big step, because I think DiCaprio is one of our finest young actors
today.
He's
really good still. Yeah.
But Shia's got a way to go.
Okay. But, I mean, have you noticed, like, improvement, you know, like him getting stronger?
From watching Transformers and Disturbia, he's like a young punk kid.
Exactly.
And he's kind of the same character. And even in Indiana Jones, he's still the same, young punk.
Yeah.
So now he's older now, and he's showing some, like, a life experience.
A little more maturity.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I was looking forward to this movie a lot, and it did not disappoint one bit.
Very good.
Easy 5 stars.
Excellent. All right. Everybody should get out there and see it, myself included.
Next up, we have Red Belt. which was written and directed by David Mamet.
Yeah.
Who we haven't heard from for a while, but Hannibal was one of the last things he did that he wrote.
It was what?
Hannibal.
Hannibal?
He wrote Hannibal, the screenplay for the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Which, of course, is based on the book.
Right.
But don't ask me why he wrote it, but he did.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
He wrote that Val Kilmer movie, Spartan?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, my favorite thing from him is Glengarry Glen Ross.
Those are things that he's known for, sure. Glengarry Glen Ross, About Last Night. Yep. Did we decide that was his movie?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he wrote that also.
Okay.
Ronin, he wrote.
Right.
Yeah. Wag the Dog.
Yep.
Heist.
Yep. So I'm saying, this guy did.
Even The Verdict in Hoffa from back in the day.
What really kind of threw me off was just the subject matter of this is that
UFC style fighting?
That martial arts fighting thing. You know, it's just like, you know, I think Mamet, I think, you know, almost, you know, you always think stage plays and movies based on his stage plays and things like that. It's just like, really, a fighting movie? I mean, it's not necessarily exactly a fighting movie, but I mean, that type of fighting is really the center of this world. And it's still, I mean, it's still comes across as, you know, written by David Mamet, still interesting dialogue and definitely an interesting concept.
Definitely, and interesting in that we have Chiwetel Ejiofor. If that's the way you pronounce it.
Good actor. That's the hardest damn name I think I've ever heard, man.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Wow. Like I said, good actor, hard as a hell name.
Now, of course, we know him from movies like Children of Men.
Mm-hmm.
A year or two ago, we know him from Amistad he was in.
Yep. One of the first things I really noticed him in was Serenity.
Serenity?
Firefly movie, which I enjoyed.
I did too.
Yeah.
It took me by surprise. I didn't know how good that was.
Yeah, it was fun. That and Talk to Me with Don Cheadle. He was amazing in Talk to Me.
Yes, he was.
He was damn near as good as Don Cheadle, and that's saying something.
That was a great movie.
It was. Talk to Me. He was awesome in it. So.
But he's been in a lot of great movies. American Gangster, Love Actually. Yeah. But, Inside Man.
Mm-hmm. So. But this is more of a leading role for him.
That's right.
You know, this is his
this
movie.
This is his movie.
Yeah.
He plays not a UFC fighter, but a teacher. He teaches martial arts.
Yeah, he teaches
jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, thank you. Yeah. I've been trying to come up with that since we started talking about the movie. Yeah, but he teaches jiu-jitsu. He's the master of his dojo.
He even teaches a lot of cops there in his dojo.
Yeah.
But the dojo's not doing well. It's kind of down on the outs, money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that lady shows up there. Because she's looking for drugs.
Oh, the lawyer lady, yeah. She's, you know, she's trying to get to a pharmacy to get a prescription filled that she might not normally get filled in a straight pharmacy, is what she's saying. You know, she kind of needs this stuff bad. She's got bad anxiety issues. So she's trying to find this thing. She's looking at the place closing and the guy driving away, and she runs into our hero's truck in front of his dojo. So she comes in to say, hey, I hit your truck. You know, I want to pay for the damages and everything like that. And, you know, has a little bit of an accident with a cop who left his gun sitting out.
Right. So this lady shows up. And that sets off a chain of events that then the guy shows up with a watch. What was that from?
Then, you combine that. That's one series of events. Then you combine the other where he's going into his brother. His wife is a Brazilian lady who's the brother of a famous fighter, and her other brother's a promoter in this sport, in this, you know, this mixed martial arts fighting sport. So he's going to his brother's nightclub to see about why his cop friend isn't working, and ends up helping an actor who comes in to have a drink, ends up kind of helping him out, get him out of a fight. And so the actor sends him a gold watch as a token and asks to meet him. The actor played by Tim Allen.
That's right. Tim Allen's in this also. Tim Allen's the actor. He almost gets into a fight at the bar, but Ejiofor shows up and helps break up the fight.
Exactly. Beats the crap out of the guys and everything like that. So he's grateful. And so these two seemingly totally unrelated things sort of work their way through and come together in a very interesting way. Becomes, you know, it's really strange how the angle that comes out of this.
Yeah, very much so. And there's not a lot of action as far as the fighting goes. It's
right.
not a fighting type of
no,
movie.
No, it's not.
This
know,
is a David Mamet dialogue filled movie.
Exactly. Just it's
lots
just,
of talking.
It's just in this world of this, you know, this mixed martial arts fighting and this world of dojo. And you know, his big thing is he does things for honor. He could probably be doing better in his dojo, but money is not the key to his life. You know, living a certain way is.
He wants to do things ethically and like you said, honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a long movie, not in a bad way, but it's just so much story putting into
it. There was
into,
a lot going on. There, like I said, there's a lot going on, and then things start intertwining where that you just wouldn't expect them, you know?
Yeah.
And
why we can't talk about it, because we don't want to give anything away.
Exactly. I mean, I'm worried I've given away too much, but it's to set up, you know, this is the setup for what comes down, and it just gets really, really surreal.
Right.
You know, you'd find yourself in the middle of it, you'd be like, oh, this is crazy.
It's just so complicated, and what do you do if you were in that situation? Because
yeah.
there's so many twists and turns, and...
Yep.
Highs and lows. And
yep, some good performances. Tim Allen's part is very small, nothing really, you know. But
small, but we don't see him like that very often.
No.
You know, kind of a tough guy actor, where he's usually the comedy guy.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be funny at all. Not a single funny thing out of the man, you know. The woman that played his wife did a really good job. The lawyer lady was great. I want to mention Ricky Jay. Ricky Jay is the mixed martial arts fight promoter. I'm a fan of Ricky Jay. He's a sleight of hand artist and just a general gambler guy. This is in his life, and I've seen him in a couple of things. He's been on did a lot of the first season of my favorite show, Deadwood, and he's really good. And in this movie, he's really cool. He's got his part isn't big, but he's fairly very memorable as this slicker than snot fight promoter. You know,
yeah, he was slick and it was.
Yeah, and like dirty too.
The one you hate to love to hate.
Oh yeah, he was dirty and he didn't care who knew about it. You know, yeah. It was great.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So I give it 4 stars.
Yeah, 4 stars. Mm. Definitely rent it. Rent it on Blu-ray. It looks great.
It did look great.
Yep. Yeah. Good looking movie.
So we had a very good week this week.
Yeah, we did.
And we talked about everything we said we were going to talk to. Street Kings.
Mm-hmm.
We both gave it 4 stars.
Yep.
That was one we were supposed to talk about last week.
Right.
Then I saw Eagle Eye, 5 stars.
Very good.
And then Red Belt, we gave both 4 stars to also.
Yep.
It was quite an agreement.
Yeah, very nice. All right, and we will be back with our tribute to the late, great, great, great Paul Newman. And, you know, give him the proper send-off he deserves.
Mm-hmm. And with that, have a good night.
Take it easy. Say, what is spacing out? So why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping.